her life was cut short. She had so much potential, and you know, it's senseless that her life and Adam's life were taken by a crazy person with a gun. And you know, if I have to be the John Walsh of gun control, and you know, I'm for the Second Amendment, but there has to be a way to force politicians that are cowards and in the pockets of the NRA to come to grips and make sense, have sensible laws so that crazy people can't get guns. It can't be that hard. And yet politicians from the local level to the state level to the national level, they sidestep the issue, they kick the can down the road. This can't happen anymore. And I know that the NRA, their position is going to be, I can hear it now, they're going to say, oh, gee, well, if they were carrying, this never would have happened. I got news for you. If Allison or Adam had been carrying an AK-47 strapped around their waist, it wouldn't have made any difference. They couldn't have seen this thing coming. So, you know, I don't want to hear that argument from the NRA, and you know that's going to happen. And I'm going to take it on. I got a call from Governor McAuliffe yesterday, and I told him exactly what my plan was. If I have to be a crusader on this, I'm not going to rest until I see this something happen. And he said, Andy said, you go for it. I'm right there with you. We've got to have our legislators and our congressmen step up to the plate and stop being cowards about this.
We just had Donald Trump on. He's leading in the polls, and he says these are tough issues, and I'm for the Second Amendment, and I don't think that you should take away more guns. That doesn't seem to be the answer, and mental illness is tough, and we should do more. And those things sound great to people. We hear them from politicians all the time, and yet nothing changes because the two sides are very rooted. The law is what it is, and change is hard. What do you say to those issues?
Of course, and I'm not saying let's take away guns. I'm just saying let's make it harder for people with mental issues, or people that, you know, like this guy that killed Allison and Adam, you know, to make it difficult for them to purchase guns. There's got to be a mechanism that gets put in place for that. And I don't think that's unreasonable to do. But steps of, you know, how many new towns are we going to have? How many Sandy Hooks? How many people, how many Allisons are going is this going to happen to before we stop it? And it is, you know, I'm challenging you, the media, because, again, this is one of your own. And, you know, I know how the business works. It's a great story for a couple of days, and then it goes to the back burner and nothing happens. But I can promise you, and I can promise the American people, I'm not going to rest until I see something get done here.